A federal judge in Washington has convicted the leader of the right-wing Oath Keepers group of seditious conspiracy over the U.S. Capitol riot in January 2021. Stuart Rhodes was found guilty of three charges, while another defendant, Kelly Meigs, was convicted of sedition. Three other people were acquitted of that charge. It's a major win for the Justice Department, which has two upcoming trials involving the rarely used seditious conspiracy charge. Bankrupt cryptocurrency lender BlockFi will try to collect about $680 million owed by FTX's Alameda. The company has made its first appearance in bankruptcy court, seeking routine approval to keep operating. It's also developing a plan to repay creditors owed more than $1 billion by reorganizing or finding a buyer. China has launched a rocket carrying three astronauts to its newly completed space station. The Shenzhou 15 spacecraft took off from northwestern China Tuesday night. State media say the astronauts will spend the next 6 months on projects aimed at fulfilling Beijing's goal of creating a permanent Chinese presence in space. Alibaba's founder Jack Ma has reportedly been living in Tokyo with his family for nearly 6 months. The Financial Times quotes sources saying Ma has been keeping his public activities to a minimum while still pursuing business interests. The 58-year-old has kept a low profile since his criticism of Chinese authorities in 2020 preceded Beijing's crackdown on tech firms. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Vonnie Quinn. This is Bloomberg.